Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you for joining us and say good morning to my partner, Red Merrill. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's good to be here today.
It is great to be here. And we say good morning, and we will be saying that for the next few Saturdays. But a programming note for you, starting August the 2nd, our show will be moving to the afternoons. Right after lunch, we will be on from 1 to 2 p.m., for Sportsmen of Colorado, but through the rest of July, you'll still be able to wake up with us from 7 to 8, and this is going to allow us to do a few different things with some live remotes and get out there in the public from 7 to 8. 7-Eleven doesn't want us, really. So we wait till the store's open. So we'll put this word out there. If you are in the outdoor industry in any way, and maybe you've got a gun store or taxidermy shop, whatever the case may be, we would love to maybe do a live remote at your place of business. So if you're interested in that, you can shoot me an email, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and we will get right back to you, and we would love nothing more than to do that. And so looking forward to the new time slot, and we will be following our good friend John Rush with Drive Radio, and these guys have had a very successful show from 10 to 1, and it kind of fits in, hey, to go hunting, you got to have a good vehicle and have it tuned up right.
That's right.
And all that. And these guys help everyone with their car questions from 10 to 1. So we are looking forward to following Drive Radio. And that'll be August 2nd will be that first show from 1 to 2 p.m. But again, through the rest of July, we will be right here in the mornings with you. Our number is 303-477-5600.
Yeah, you know, Scott, I'm real excited about the change from 1 to 2 o'clock every Saturday, because, you know, people get used to listening to us, and they recognize the sound of our voice. But, you know, as handsome as I am, I want people to be able to see me, you know, and we do these live remotes and out in different places, you know, and get to meet people. You know, they'll get to see just exactly how handsome
they will. They will, Red. They will be shocked when they see you.
That's a good word. I think that's a good word.
And you will get to meet the world record clip springer holder, and that is Mr. Red Merrill. If you look in SCI World Record Book, he is.
Yeah, I'll be signing autographs, yes. dollar a piece,
and give you 50 cents back. Yeah. Again, this is Sportsman of Colorado. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We got a lot of great things for you there. We got a bragging gallery. You can send us your photos. And also, we have an Ask the Expert segment. Send us a question to the website. We'll use your question on air. We will get you a $25 Cabela's gift card. Let's go right to the phones, and we've got Brad Haddix with us. Brad, good morning.
Morning, Scott.
Sorry to wake you up so early, bud.
I wish you were waking me up.
Yeah, you already been up a few hours, huh?
Yeah, up and down at the shop already.
All right. Well, Brad and I, we actually, being very upfront with everyone, we just met a couple of days ago, but we had a lot of mutual friends at the National Wild Turkey Federation, and they talked to Brad about us. So Brad called me and went over there and looked at his shop, and wow, some amazing taxidermy work there. So Brad, tell us, let's go back to your background a little bit and kind of what got you into the taxidermy world, and then we'll talk about your shop.
Basically, I've been a hunter, the old American family tradition. I've been a hunter ever since I've been growing up back in Michigan, and just fell in love with the art of animals and decided to get into the taxidermy world.
Right. You've been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 12 years now.
Okay.
I started when I first moved out here to Colorado.
Yeah, you know, Brad, this is Red Merrill, and I haven't got to meet you yet, but I'm looking forward to meeting you and getting to see your shop. And you mentioned the fact that the art of taxidermy, and, people that are in the taxidermy, they have to be real artists to make animals turn out to be like they're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's correct. You have the people out there that call themselves taxidermists that aren't the artists in the industry, and then you've got you know, people that are very talented and, you know, do put art into their work. And there's just a night and day difference between, you know, the quality. And, you know, you get the old scary movie taxidermy with just a guy that calls him a taxidermist, or you get yourself a good quality mount that's kind of like a museum piece, and you call yourself a wildlife artist. And basically that's where I'm at and will always strive to be.
And Brad, what do you, you know, as far as all the products that you do, I mean, needless to say, I was there, and but here's the best compliment I think you could give a taxidermist. If you look at something and you would want to shoot it and you know it's dead and it's already been mounted, I mean, your items there, I saw some elk, I saw the mountain lion. I mean, it would make you want to shoot it again. That's how real life it looked, and that's your goal.
And you know what? That's funny because I had a client made a review, and that's exactly what he said. He says,
"Oh, really?
It's so real, you'll want to shoot it again."
That's good. Now, you know, when I was talking with you, man, there's a lot of things I wanted to discuss with you. But one thing is, most of us probably don't put the preparation in after a kill that we should to taking care of the, you know, maybe elk or fish or pheasant or goose, and we don't know what to do right after it to take care of it, to give it to you in the best condition possible. So let's start out a little bit with something that I actually need some help on. Let's say you want to get a nice shoulder mount and you got to cape a elk or deer out. And I know you, it's hard to do this over the radio where you can't show instruction, but give us just some ideas there.
Basically, you just always want to keep in mind, I can never add any skin to your animal. I can always cut away, so always leave extra.
Okay.
I can take care of the extra. Basically, what I do on a shoulder mount is I basically cut back halfway on the belly. And from the base of the skull, I do a cut along the vertebra. All the way to your first cut that you go around the belly. And then you basically pull it off like you do your pants. You know, you unzip your pants and you pull it down. It's the same concept. And then on the legs and the brisket area, you need to really worry about the armpit and make sure that we have enough there, because what these sculptors are doing in the taxidermy industry is they're making these animals look more realistic. So back in the day, they used to do like a neck mount. Well, then they moved it to the shoulder mount. Now they're getting even a little more depth into the shoulder. So without, you know, the hunters, you know, mounting everything that they shoot, you know, let's say they shoot just, you know, a trophy once every 5 years or once in a lifetime. You know, they're not up to date on that stuff. So it's very important to give me more than not enough.
Yeah, Brad, when, you know, when you cape an elk or a deer or whatever the animal is, do you recommend that the person bring the hide straight to you and let you send it to a tanner, or should they send it to a tanner and then get it back and bring it to you?
No, definitely bring it to me because the real critical part is we call turning, and that is turning the eyes, the lips, the nose, and the ears inside out. And the purpose of that is you need to get all that meat off of that skin, and then you need to salt it. But do not salt a hide. Let me do that, because if you salt it before anything's turned, I can't get all that meat off of there, because what happens is that meat, if you don't get all that out of there and you don't salt it properly, what happens is, it's a term we call slipping. Bacteria starts to grow because of the salt that you do put in there, if it's not turned, does not withdraw all of that moisture that the meat holds. And what happens is bacteria starts to grow, and with bacteria growth, the hair follicle decays and basically rot the fastest. And with that, we get slipping. The hair starts to fall out because that hair follicle has decayed and does not hold that root of that hair into the skin.
All right, so what you would recommend then is making that cut from the top of the skull down the vertebra, and then skinning the animal up to the bottom of its head, and then bring the head and that hide into you and let you do the rest of the head up.
Yes, yes. But there's a couple factors that might, throw you for a loop. One is the weather. If you're hot and you're back in the backcountry, you need to take that cape off of that head. So if you're planning on a week hunt, 2 week hunt, and it's going to be warm, you want to make sure that you come into my shop or your taxidermist shop and go through that process. It is kind of a tricky process, and you're not going to get it right the first time that you do it, but most taxidermists are able to repair anything that you do screw up. But if you can help it, try to get it to us to let us do that, that tedious critical work.
All right. Well, now here's another question. A lot of times when you're out hunting and you get an animal down, many times in different areas around the state, there will be a place that has a cooler, a locker where you can go and hang your animal up. So if you skin them down to the head and take them to a cooler, so that if you're with your buddies, you can finish out the rest of your hunt, will that suffice, to keep it preserved until they can get it to you?
Yes, it will. It's basically like, a piece of meat or a piece of chicken that you buy from the grocery store. As long as you keep it in the refrigerator cold in a controlled temperature, controlled setting, you'll be good for a few days at least, if maybe not up to a week. But we just recommend it getting it to us as soon as possible. But if you're up against the wall and the cooler, that's going to be your best option. Or even at the cooler, they have it where you can freeze it. Go ahead and freeze it. When you freeze meat, you're preserving the meat. So same thing applies with basically a piece of meat that you get from the butcher shop.
Our guest is Brad Haddix. He's with A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. His number 303-944-5003, located at 3213 West Hamden in Englewood. Brad, can you hold on with us? I got to take a break, but we'll come back and we'll visit a few more minutes if you got time for us.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, hang on just a second. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Our number is 303-477-5600. If you have any questions for Brad, give us a call. Be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dennis Miller Show, weeknights at 10 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Wadley, again along with my partner Red Merrill. We were visiting with Brad Haddix with a lasting memory taxidermy, and Brad, hold on with us just a second. I'm going to go to the phones and go to our good friend Keith Daly. Keith, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Man, I'm so glad we were able to get in on this with you today, and you know, wish I had a ton of time to talk about it, but I certainly wanted to give you, you know, a few minutes to tell about your Wild Beast Feast that's happening today from 3 to 9 p.m. So fill us in.
Well, you know, Wild Beast Feast is something we're trying to do a little different. It's a way to come out, eat some wild game, play some adult games. The adults are going to be shooting longbows and BB guns and airsoft pistols, and we're going to have some competitions. It's a way to be interactive, win some guns, hunting gear, and raise money for some local charities. You know, some of the food, elk burgers, mule deer poppers, buffalo chili, some wild boar, and a lot more different types of wild game.
Well, that's awesome. And again, this is going to be today from 3 to 9 p.m. You can come out and join them for the evening. They're going to have, as Keith just mentioned, great food, and there's going to be some local hunters and fishermen and outdoorsmen there. The location is the Douglas County Event Center in the Kirk Hall. It's $15 per person. And that's $18 and older. $18 years and older only, right?
Yeah, you know, and some of the families have asked if they can bring some little kids out. Yeah, we're going to have some little kids there this year too, as well. And here's the thing: everybody who shows up, and for the $15, your food is included. And we're going to give away a 2014 archery elk hunt on private land valued at $4,000. That's a free giveaway to everybody who shows up, gets a ticket for the drawing.
Wow. Well, that's a great deal. Now, if you want some more information, is it okay to give out your number?
Yeah, give out the number and the wildbeastfeast.com.
Okay, wildbeastfeast.com. You can reach Keith if you got any questions about this, 303-688-9412. 303-688-9412. And, again, great event. I plan on being out there around as close as I can to 3 o'clock to join in on the fun here and hopefully meet some folks out there. But, Keith, someday, man, we got to get you hooked up on the show, man. You've been doing this a long, long time with the whole outdoor world, so to speak. And, man, we'd love to get you on and be a guest with us, too, one Saturday.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on today.
Okay, bud, thank you.
All right.
That's Keith Daly. Again, this is the Wild Beast Feast. .com. You can check out there, and it's today from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, the location is the Douglas County Event Center, the Kirk Hall there in Castle Rock. Keith's number is 303-688-9412. All right, let's go back to Brad, talk a little taxidermy. Brad, thanks for hanging with us there.
Yep, no problem.
Now, what about as far as birds and things, pheasants, ducks, geese, all that, turkey? How do things differ in... let's say somebody wants to get a full body, like, boy, I saw your turkey in there the other day when you said that was your first one there on a platform, which was really nice. If somebody wants to get, let's say, a full body turkey mount, do they do anything as far as, cleaning it or anything, or they just bring you the whole bird?
Yeah, the best thing to do on any bird, waterfowl, et cetera, is to bring it to me whole. Again, if you can't get it to me right away, go ahead and throw it in the freezer and then, bring it to me and then we can take care of it from there. But yeah, it's best not to try to breast it out, try to skin it out. Birds are very fragile and kind of touchy, so it's best just to leave them the way that they are after you shot the bird and then bring it to me.
Okay.
All right, Brad, like on big game or birds, of course, once you kill an animal, there's blood involved. And let's just say when I'm caping my hide that I get, a lot of blood on my hair. Should I try to clean that off, right away, or just leave it there and bring it to you and let you handle it?
Depending on the animal, like if you harvest an antelope, the antelope has a different type of hair. It's more hollow, and obviously there's a lot of white and light colors on an antelope, and same thing with a mountain goat. The hair is not quite as hollow as the antelope. But if you do want to prevent staining from happening, is you want to rinse it off, try to pat it off, get as much. I mean, you don't want to get the whole animal wet because water promotes bacteria growth also. And we want to stay away from the slipping like we talked about earlier. So, yeah, if you can, go ahead and wash the area, the bullet hole, bullet area where you have that blood build up. And then you want to kind of pat it dry with a towel or paper towel or whatever you can. And, you know, if you're up against the wall and you cannot do anything to it, just go ahead and leave it and we can take care of it when we, you know, when we get it. And then, you know, because the tanner goes through quite a process. And like on a mountain goat, they'll actually bleach it. So it's not as bad of a deal. But your antelope, you tend to have a little more problems with blood staining. And then I've got a few different techniques where I can try to get some of that staining out too. But sometimes, you know, you will end up with a little bit of a blood stain. And it's just kind of the nature of the beast.
What if when I shoot my animal the bullet exits the other side and leaves a big hole? How do you repair
now, Red,
that?
Red, you're presuming you hit it when you shoot at it.
I never miss.
We can do a lot of repairs, and generally speaking, we can repair most holes. But if you shoot something, let's say like a prairie dog or some type of small varmint or animal, like a fox, if you got like a softball size hole on the outside from the exit wound, we're going to have a hard time repairing that. But, you know, there's ways to hide that stuff with some foliage or have that on the back side of the wall. So if it's really a trophy, just like the Clip Springer, the Red Shot, you know, I mean, if it's a trophy animal and if there's a big hole in the back, you know, there's ways that we can repair that and make that work for you.
Now, you just made Red smile so yeah. big. And it's only him and I in the studio today, and you would have thought there was a crowd of thousands looking at him right then. Again, our guest is Brad Haddix, A Lasting Memory Taxidermy, 303-944-5003, and we are partnering up with them. And now, also, and we were talking about South Africa things that Red and I are here waiting on that are going to be coming in, and we're going back next May with Bushman's Quiver. But you do work on South African animals, so talk a little bit about that process.
I work on pretty much everything. The only thing I don't do myself are my fish, but I do have a guy that's pretty well known that does my fish for me. You know, a lot of people worry about, exporting and then importing. I do have a broker that works directly with my tannery. And the tannery that I use is out of Michigan, and the broker is out of Chicago. So if you're planning on to go on one of those exotic hunts out in Africa or any of the other world hunts, basically you can contact me. I'll get you in touch with my broker. And what happens is a lot of people say, okay, well, I'm going to work with somebody in Colorado, but let's say your broker is over in New York or Chicago or California. The brokers are set up with tanneries now where, we'll just put a tag on the animal and it'll have a lasting memory and also the hunter's contact info, and it'll go through the broker and directly to the tannery. Instead of coming to me and then me shipping it to the tannery. So it saves a little bit of money shipping-wise, and then also saves the chance of your items getting lost through going back and forth to getting certified and coming into DIA, let's say, for instance, and then, you know, to a certified, place where they, you know, have to check it in with the USDA or the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Because depending where you go, there's certain protocol that you have to follow.
Right.
So if you set up with a broker, with one of my brokers, it goes directly to tannery. There's mix up. And they also ship the skulls, the horns, the antlers, just whatever you are going to harvest. And, you know, it saves some cost doing it that way.
Okay. You know, I love a saying in business, and it says this: the bitterness of poor quality remains long after the sweetness of low price is forgotten. Don't choose anything just because of price, because you'll probably get what you pay for. And, you know, a lot of us will spend and do a lot of research on maybe an outfitter or different thing and spend months or maybe even years trying to find the right one. And then, you know, they'll look in online and find the closest taxidermy guide to them. What are good questions? I mean, certainly go in and see work, just like I came in your shop the other day, and again, outstanding. What are good questions if someone's over the phone? Maybe they can't go to someone's shop. I mean, what are other things that people can do to find a good taxidermy? And again, we're certainly partnering with you, but just what are some good questions to ask?
Well, it's hard, like you said, it's hard to tell over the phone. You can't really, anybody can throw a sales pitch at you.
Yep.
But with the great world that we're in, we have access to the internet. Jump online and check out their photos. Their photos are going to be telltale of, you know, the type of work. Now, you know, you do have some people out there that advertise work that they haven't done. So there's always that chance of, you know, and pulling the sheets over your eyes. So the best bet is if you can. I mean, if you're planning on this, you know, world hunt, you know, find the time to go see your taxidermist. I mean, you've got off season. I mean, there's basically 4 to 5 months worth of hunting, big game in North America, and then you've got 7 more months to find your taxidermist.
Sure.
The other thing is, you know, online, look at the reviews, see what people say. And their website is also going to, you know, kind of get to feel the type of person that you're working for. And, you know, if they don't have a website, that's going to be a red flag.
Sure, absolutely.
If they call in, if somebody calls and they don't answer their phone, and it's Monday through Friday, that's going to be a red flag. You know, why aren't they answering their phone?
Right.
And if they don't answer the phone and you don't receive a return phone call, that's another thing. It's, you know, I mean, because your quality just doesn't go into the work. It goes into your business relationship.
Customer service, yeah.
The customer,
absolutely.
And, you know, taxidermy is a little bit different world, and I like calling Costco or Home Depot or, you know, that type of customer. It's more of a one-on-one personal basis. You know, I guess, and I don't like saying this, but us taxidermists aren't as professional as your lawyers are going to be, you know, so, but, you know, you can kind of tell the person when you talk to them and kind of when you go into their shop and, you know, what kind of relationship you can gain just by chit-chatting with them, telling stories, listening to stories. And, you know, somebody's on the phone and you call them up and they're trying to get you off the phone, they're not really interested in you or your business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, you can tell a lot by a phone call.
Sure.
But ultimately, to see the quality, you have to go in and check out their stuff. And my saying is, if you go in and you have a taxidermist that can mount a good mountain lion, you're pretty much in. Because to get the eyes right on a mountain lion is just, it's very difficult to do. Some people say, well, you just put eyes in and, you know, you put the skin on and you're done. No, there's a lot more to it, a lot more to it. So my saying is, if somebody can do a mountain lion, they can pretty much do anything.
All right, Brad Haddock's A Lasting Memory Taxidermy. It's almtaxidermy.com. His number, 303-944-5003. My last question, and Brad's going to be doing a show with us once a month through the end of the year here, so we'll certainly be visiting more. But last thing, we are seeing more and more of full body, you know, deals. I mean, I'm talking Cape Buffalo to, you know, like Red's Clip Springer. He had a couple of warthogs done over there. What's that process like when you have to do the whole full body?
Well, typically you're going to be going with a guide. And, you know, your guide should have enough experience to know how to skin it. But there's many guys out there that don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the tough part. But like I said, it's really hard to screw something totally up. Like when you do your life size, as long as you don't cut a piece of hide off, more than likely a good taxidermist will be able to piece it back together.
Okay.
You know, with somebody that doesn't have the experience in skinning something. And again, if you're, you know, doing a life-size Cape Buffalo, it's going to be hot. You know, your time's against you. You're against the clock, and you just have to get it done, get it taken care of, get it cooled. You're going to want somebody to be able to there to turn everything and salt it. And because I just had a client that brought me two Lord Derby Eland, and those are some magnificent animals. And they had come back, and they had slipping, and I cannot mount them, and it's very unfortunate.
Wow.
Because they're such a trophy animal, and they pay $50,000 plus for, you know, each one to harvest, and it's just, you know, it's a shame because I've been trying to find the Lord Derby Eland Cape to replace those two, and it's just virtually impossible. I mean, they're out there, you can get them,
sure,
but you're going to pay a high dollar to try to replace those. So on that life-size stuff, you know, go and talk to your taxiderms, come in, visit the shop, you know, be able to go through the different cuts and the different, you know, because if you do a certain pose, you're going to want a belly cut. If, you know, on the longer-haired animals, you can do a dorsal cut. And, you know, going in and talking to your taxidermist and doing the work, you know, your homework ahead of time, that's key in anything. Just like when you're planning your hunts, it's key to go talk and call and, you know, investigate, you know, the people that you're going to go out with. You don't want to spend thousands of dollars on the hunt,
sure,
and then come back and go and get a shoddy taxidermist, you know. Okay, yeah, I saved, let's say, on a life-size model, well, I saved $500. Well, great, but what did you end up with?
Yeah, no kidding. Brad, did you have one last question?
Yes, Brad, what is the average turnaround time once I bring a hide to you?
I've got mine's a little bit different. Some people say, well, I'm at 6 months or I'm at 3 months. If you're getting something done at 3 months, this can be a quick, fast, hurried job. Because taxidermy is a process. You know, we get the animal in, we salt it, we send it off to tannery. Most tanneries take 2 to 3 months, depending on the time of the year, to even get it back. So, you know, when somebody says it's 3 month turnaround time, that's very hard for me to believe. So what I do is I do 6 month turnaround time if you bring it to me, and we're just talking big game in Colorado or North America. If you bring it to me in August, September, I'm at 6 months. When we go to October, then I'm at 7 months. And then we go to November, I'm at 8 months. And then 9 months is my maximum turnaround time right now.
Okay, great.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good, but, you know, I don't have 200 heads coming in a year. So, and I also will limit myself to how many animals I bring in because I don't want to get into that rush spot. I don't want to get into that point where I'm a year and a half, 2 years behind. I mean, I talked to a fellow taxidermist that I used to work for. He has 48 animals from 2012 that he still needs to do. So, I mean, when the hunter brings in an animal and they go hunting again the next year, they kind of forget about that animal that they shot the year before. So my ultimate goal is to have everything back, you know, within 1 year, and that's where I'm going to limit my intake of animals.
All right, Brad. Hey, man, we appreciate your time, and I'll get Red out there and show him your shop as well, and we'll be talking with you more. And again, this is Brad Haddix, located 3213 West Hamden, 303-944-5003, and his website is ALM for A Lasting Memory, taxidermy.com. So, Brad, thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Let's go right to the phones here and speak to Yana Long. She is with GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. And, Yana, I'm so sorry to make you hold so long, so thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
You know, this brings up a question now, just as we ended up with a taxidermy guy. And is taxidermy work insurable?
Oh, yeah, that would be falling under personal property. If there's any concern, you'd have to call your carrier because every carrier is a little bit different how they insure things.
Okay.
But that would fall under your personal property. They may want you to schedule it, but it's not likely.
Right.
But it's a good idea to make that phone call, that's for sure.
Because, see, my partner here, Red, he's got a world record clip springer. that's coming in from South Africa. And, you know, people might be wanting to know his address and come steal this thing. Because, I mean, he got a life-size mount, so wondering if he should get it insured. Yeah.
Well, it might not be a bad idea to make that phone call, especially if it's worth just, you know, so much money. It sounds like these things are worth a tremendous amount of money. I had no idea until I listened to this piece.
Well, that or a picture of Red, they're both worth about the same, yeah. Again, GIA, Group Insurance Analyst, let me tell you just a little bit about them, and I'll let Yana do it because she can probably give a better explanation. But they are brokers. They are with us with our Haystack Help radio show. Yana was just with us on this last Thursday, and Paul Lanigro is the owner there. And they are the only insurance group. Again, they're not an insurance company. They're brokers. They go out and do all the work for you. So whether you're looking for home, dental, business, Medicare plans, whatever, life insurance, all you do is simply call them, and they will do the work for you to go out and find you the best value. They have no allegiance to any particular insurance company, so it's not like, and again, I'm mentioning names not to talk about them, a State Farm, an Allstate, whatever. You call them, they're going to sell you State Farm, Allstate product. GIA is not that type of company. They're going to go out and research all these different insurance companies and find you the best protection that they can for you. So, Yana, I'll let you expand from that.
Sure. So as brokers, we work for the client, not the insurance company. That's the big difference. So when someone's premiums go up, like this year, I'm seeing a tremendous amount of, you know, rate increases. I'm sure everybody's feeling it when they're seeing their renewals, specifically on their home and auto. You know, if it goes up quite a bit, my clients will hear from me. And, you know, we do this with, like I say, we do this exercise again if we have to. The exercise is I take all that information and I plug it back in and I say, okay, let's rerun your rates. Can we do any better for you? So, you know, we'll shop them around if we have to. You know, we don't necessarily do that on a yearly basis, and nobody wants to do that every year necessarily. But, you know, I do take a look at those renewals when they come in, and, you know, I'm seeing some carriers that are 25 and even up to 40% increases, my goodness, on the homes. And so you bet my clients are getting those phone calls. And you know, I would say a good probably half the time I'm actually able to move them and then save them money and maybe bring them back to what they were paying last year or something.
Yes, Yana, this is Red. If, you know, when you've got guns and camping gear and all the different kind of things, can you get a general policy that covers all of those things, or do you need to list items individually?
Good question. It depends. That's really specific to the carrier. For example, Safeco happens to cover not all guns, but almost all guns. They'll cover a lot of guns. Just under your personal property, you don't have to schedule them. Now, if you don't schedule something, then you're subject to your deductible. So if you have a $1,000 deductible and there's a theft, then you're going to have to, you know, come up with the first $1,000. But other carriers, for example, MetLife, they only do you know, antique guns, that's all they'll insure. So in that case, I'll tell somebody, you know, I can look at putting them on a specific policy that's just for their guns, or a lot of times I'll send them off to the NRA, because quite frankly, the NRA does a great job. They do a bang-up job of insuring guns, and people don't have to actually list them. I know people feel funny sometimes about giving out their serial numbers and that sort of thing. So I know the NRA doesn't require it. Their premiums are good, and the company that they use is very good. So it depends on the carrier. It's very specific. So you have to ask your agent or your broker to do that homework for you.
Sure. Oh, well, now, here's something that I face every now and then. What if I lose an item that is insured due to my own negligence?
Well, if it's a scheduled item and you did it and you lost it, then it's going to be covered if you have it scheduled. Yes.
All right.
But do you want to put the claim in? It depends.
Yes, yes.
It depends. If it's worth like $10,000, then yeah, you're going to want to put that claim in. If it's, you know, $1,000, $1,500, or even maybe $2,000, and your deductible is $1,000, you might want to think twice about that, because insurance companies don't like that, especially once you've had a second one in a five-year period. Good luck even finding somebody to insure you. You can do it, but you're going to pay through the nose for it.
Sure. All right. Do I need to take pictures of my guns and scopes and, you know, different things like that?
Take pictures of everything you have that you might want to replace. It's a real good idea to do that. And it is a good idea to keep those serial numbers, and for sure keep those receipts if you have them, and keep them in a safe place, you know, preferably in a bank vault, or maybe you just scan them and you save them out in the cloud somewhere. But it's a real good idea. The more information you have, the better the odds are that you're going to be able to, you know, get that reimbursement when it comes that time.
Again, our guest is Yana Long. She's with GIA. And again, these folks do a great job because the insurance, not even getting into the healthcare side of things, is very, very confusing at this point, even for those that try to make it less confusing. You can reach them anytime at 303-423-0162. If you have any questions for Yana, again, you want to make sure all your things are insured properly. You can reach her there, 303-423-0162. Their website is e-gia.com. So as far as, it almost seems like every question that we could, it seems like a good standard answer. A lot of times it depends on the carrier. And so, for people to be able to come, and how we talked about this on Thursday, just to go to the internet and Google, how to insure my guns, whatever. Don't do that. You can call Yana. She can sit down and go with you in person to make sure nothing is missed, because the internet's great to gather information, but you don't want to sit there and just fill out forms, because Yana, she makes you think of questions that we don't normally just think about, because this is her job. And so, give her a call. Again, 303-423-0162 if you have any questions. Now, what about ATVs and things like that? We have seen a rash of accidents. I was just reading in a periodical thing from a deal called Safari Times, and a big shot guy over there with big, and he's 56 years old, had an ATV accident and was killed. Recently, Amy Van Dyken, friend of mine, actually, her and her husband Tom Ruin, and Amy had a horrific accident, severed her spine. Let's say you've got ATVs on a property, let's say at your house, and we'll start there, and, you loan those out, or you let other people ride those, and something, bad happens, either an accident or unfortunately a death on that. Does that go under homeowners, or how should people protect themselves when they're maybe loaning out, whether it be a boat, ATV, whatever?
Right, good question. If you're using your ATV to maintain your property and you're the one using it, you're going to be fine. Your liability is going to be fine. Let's say you run someone over or something like that. But if you start letting people use it for fun, no, it's not going to fall under your homeowner's policy anymore. You really need to have that ATV insured on its own policy with its own liability coverage.
Okay, so you want to make sure not only have the ATV covered, but then have a liability with it.
Well, liability is automatic. You can't get an ATV coverage without. That's the one thing that you have to have on a policy. You can't write a policy like that without liability. It's the other bells and whistles that you can choose to have or not have, like medical payments or comp and collision and things like that. But liability is a given.
Right.
Yeah, Yana, most ATVs, and I do have one, are designed for just one person riding on them, and they even say on it, no passengers. But let's just say you've got somebody on with you, and you turn your ATV over, and they're injured. Are they still covered?
Right. Well, there's passenger coverage on there that you can have. So then, yeah, that would be covered.
But you have to get that specifically.
Yeah, some of them may automatically cover you for it. They may. It's, again, that's going to be a carrier specific. It's up to the carrier sometimes if they'll cover it. It's kind of like the other day when Scott and I were talking about if somebody rents a commercial vehicle out. Let's say they're doing a move or something along those lines. Your auto coverage is not going to cover you for that. It's not supposed to cover you for that in the event of an accident. But then I've also heard of instances where people have been covered. They had an accident and the insurance company did cover them for that accident when they really shouldn't have. So it's really kind of specific to the carrier as to whether they'll cover it or not.
Right. Now, what happens, a lot of guys that buy guns, probably I would say half may come from a retail store where you actually get a receipt, and then others, before these crazy, ridiculous laws came into effect here in our state, mm-hmm. we used, like Red could just sell me a gun that he had. So I really don't have a receipt for or whatever, because I mean, he could have wrote me a bill of sale, I guess, which we could do that, but... So when you start talking about replacement cost of guns, and we were talking about the other day that, you need receipts for things. Insurance companies want to see receipts. How does that work if you had some guns that got stolen and you don't have receipts? Do they go out and just kind of look for the kind of what those guns are going for right now?
Pretty much. That's when you want those photographs. You can't just say, hey, I had this type of gun. You don't even have any proof that you had that gun. That's a little bit difficult. So that's where taking those photographs that you talked about earlier are real important.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Yana Long's our guest, GIA Group Insurance Analyst, 303-423-0162. Anything you've got under that insurance umbrella, just about they can take care of you for, and highly suggest giving Yana a call there. Just does a terrific job. We have sent clients there, and I've gotten nothing but just great raving reviews about Yana, her customer care. And so if you're looking for someone to really take care of you, you know, give her a call, 303-423-0162. Now, Yana, how often should people kind of look over their homeowners' policies? Because, I mean, sometimes, you know, people may have a policy and they just keep paying on it, but then they buy some ATVs or they buy, you know, some things that they really haven't thought about calling their agent to tell them that, hey, I've added these things.
Well, certainly they need to look at their policies every year when they come in and read, especially any kind of a cover sheet that might come with them telling them something that might have changed. For example, we talked about the other day the deductibles on wind and hail. A lot of companies are all of a sudden just doing a switcheroo on people. They're used to having a $1,000 deductible, and then all of a sudden now they have a $300,000 home that's insured for $300,000, and now they have a 1 or 2% deductible, so they have to come up with $3,000 or $6,000, and they didn't even know it because they didn't read the letter that came along with their policy. So that's one thing. Certainly, anytime you get something new that's along those lines, motorized or of value or unique, you should always make a phone call. Not necessarily reviewing your policy, but just talking to your broker or your agent and saying, hey, you know what? I just bought this, you know, $5,000 ATV. Do I need to insure it? And then have that conversation. Or guns or artwork or jewelry or collectibles of any kind, you know, anything that's just different or of value.
Yes, Yana. Now, here's a question that's a little bit off the normal thing here, but I've hunted over in the Flat Tops Wilderness and hauled my personal horses over there. And when I got up into the area where I planned on hunting, there must have been 200 other hunters, and everybody had a horse. And, most of these horses were rental horses. Is there some policy that covers you when you're out, you know, hunting on horseback and you injure the horse?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I have not come across that one. You got me on that one.
Sorry.
I can tell you, I could look into it for you, but I have not had that question posed to me before. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I would say probably, but I'm not 100% certain.
Sure, I understand.
Mm-hmm. And what about people, you know, there are a lot of, and Red is actually one, and I'll say a horse person, you know, they have horses and all, and we talked about the ATV. The rules or laws or coverages change when you've got people out, you know, riding horses on your property?
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you allow it, if you're allowing horses to ride on your property, then there's some exposure there, and you had better talk to your agent or your broker to make sure that that's even acceptable to do that. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's a liability that they didn't expect you to have.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Now, and then I'll let you go and enjoy your Saturday morning. But one more question for you. So people really need to call their agent because they may have a cap, say, you know, hey, you've got $5,000 coverage for guns. Your deductible is $1,000. So you got $20,000 really value of guns. They could only collect $4,000.
That's right. Absolutely. And in some cases, they don't have any coverage for guns if they don't schedule them. Very carrier specific again. I mean, if you have your guns with, you know, as I mentioned before, Safeco, and you've got $50,000 of guns that they approve, all $50,000 worth of those guns are going to be covered. It just falls under personal property. There is no cap. Some companies don't cover a dime of guns.
Wow.
At all, unless you schedule them. And even if you schedule them, they have to be the right type of guns. Will they even cover those guns? Yeah, it's real different, just carrier to carrier.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Yana, thank you so much. And again, I'm sorry you had to hold so long there, but thank you so much for your friendship and all you do for us. And we appreciate GIA and all the support Paul gives us. And I'll be over there Tuesday to see Paul, so I'll say hello then. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Okay. That's Yana Long, 303-423-0162, their website, e-gia.com. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Freedom 560 with Ken Clark, Monday at noon on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. Remember, you got the Wild Beast Feast going on today in Castle Rock from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The location is the Douglas County Event Center, Kirk Hall. It's $15 per person. You're automatically entered to win a $4,000 value archery elk hunt on private land, Keith said. So if you have any questions about that, you can give Keith Daly a call, 303-688-9412. And only ages 18 and older, they're asking for. They're going to be doing some shooting out there. But again, great food, a lot of wild game, elk, buffalo, etc. And you can enter into several raffles. And then want to thank a couple of extra sponsors here, Summertime Alaska Charters. Summertime Charters, you can visit their website, summertimealaskacharters.com. Rod Myers, our good buddy there, and Rod is local, so you can call him if you have any questions, 303-929-6889. And just great, great value there with doing something different. Quit going to Hawaii and doing all these things in hotels. Go out on a 57-foot boat with Summertime Charters. And then the Outdoorsman Attic, our friends over there, Patty and Bill, they're located at 3435 South Broadway. And again, this is a great shop. It's a consignment shop for outdoor gear. So whether, you know, you're into hunting and fishing, just camping, or you just like the outdoors, I'm telling you, you never know what you're going to find there. They're located at 3435 South Broadway. Their number, 303-781-3626. Well, let's go to our good friend Dan Johnson with Len Lyle Chevrolet. As we always mention, our show is powered by and brought to you by Len Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you doing, sir?
Doing good.
Doing good. Doing good.
You know, Dan, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, you're helping me out with a deal right now where another dealer is not Len Lyle Chevrolet by any means, the way they do business. And, you know, it is not hard to do the right thing in business. And that's why I'm so, you know, proud and happy that we have, you know, Len Lyle Chevrolet, because I have never, I mean, I've lived here since 93, and we've been doing business for a number of years together, and it's just so amazing how, and every person I've ever brought to you has said this: that was the easiest car I've ever bought there. Why do other companies just not get it, that try to strong arm people into deals?
You know, I don't understand that. You know, in the long-term relationship, you know, I just don't understand, you know, a lot of their short-sighted thinking. You know, they just try to make as much and, you know, just boom and, you know, forget about you. And they don't depend on repeat and referral. And that's how we build our model. And I think, you know, it's working for us.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. And we always want to mention they have a great body shop there with Len Lyle Chevrolet, you know, full service shop as well. And, Dan, a lot of people, and like I said, as I called you yesterday, I got four or five deals working with some different people. We had a gentleman on taxidermy. He's looking for a vehicle. And I know April, with our Haystack Help, is looking for one. And this other couple you're helping from up north. But if people are in the market, and you know, sometimes I mention, you know, Len Lyle Chevrolet, and they go, well, I'm really not looking for a Chevy. And, of course, I try to talk them into being, you know, smart and looking at Chevy. But you carry a lot of great pre-owned vehicles, and you never know what's coming on your lot next. But people are looking for something, can they call you and just kind of give you, hey, this is what I'm looking for, and if it comes in, let me know?
Sure, and I'll go on the hunt for them, too. You know, I'm trying to get April a third-seat Toyota, and, you know, your friends up north, you know, the only thing that works for them because of the handicap part is a Dodge van, so I got that. You know, I think I have one of those found for him. So yeah, I'll do my best. I got a guy on staff that all he does is hunt, buy cars, you know, all over the country. So, you know, I'll try to get it.
Okay, great, great.
Yeah, you know, Dan, I've been in several times. And of course, I bought my big Dooley one-ton Silverado from you, and that was just a great experience. Took a half hour to come in and get that, but also coming in with my truck to the service shop was, I mean, just a great experience.
Well, we try to get you in and out of there, and, you know, if we do have something that's big, you know, I got loaner cars, and, you know, we'll make an unpleasant experience if something breaks, you know, as pleasant as it can be. So, and before I go, I do need to mention, through Monday, and this is a really good deal, all 2014, General Motors has 0% for 72 months. And they haven't done that for, I can't remember, 2, 3, 4 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, that is really a good deal. And it's only this weekend. It goes through Monday night. So,
okay.
You know, if somebody's thinking about something, that is a fantastic deal.
All right, Dan. We appreciate it, my friend. I'll get over and see you this week.
Okay, thanks.
Dan Johnson, Len Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax. Remember, Sportsman of Colorado, starting August 2nd, will be moving from 1 to 2 p.m., but through the rest of July, you'll still catch us right here 7 to 8. Stay tuned a little bit later here, 10 to 1, Drive Radio with our good friend John Rush. Have a great weekend.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.